Hi there and welcome to today's teaching. So as we continue the week of self-acceptance, I wanted to go through some ways that you can actually learn to accept yourself more. So if I was to ask you right now to tell me all the wonderful things about yourself, how easy would you find it? You can actually think about that question for a moment. Or would you find it difficult to tell me straight off without having to think too long about it? But ask yourself this question. If I was to ask you to tell me all the flaws and negatives that you had about yourself, how quick would you be to respond to that? So even in our thinking about things, we tend to be able to look at negative stuff rather than positive stuff. And it used to always intrigue me when I was younger that we could think negatively so quickly, so naturally, so easily, and literally wouldn't give it a second thought. But to ask ourselves the good things in life, we would struggle with that. And it definitely is the same when it comes to the good and bad things about ourselves. But the good and bad things are what make us us, who we are now, who we've become, where we have reached ourselves and our lives. And I suppose what I was saying yesterday is that if you want to progress and you want to accept yourself more, you have to accept yourself in this moment, flaws, good aspects, and all of that. Because every part of who you are right now is who you have become through experiences, through thoughts, through actions. And yes, you're more than welcome. And definitely all of us want to change certain things about ourselves. But we won't get there if we can't, first of all, be kind to ourselves. So we judge ourselves more than anybody else does. And remember that the person who's least kindest to you is probably yourself. All the things that you pick up on and point out about yourself, you need to start to talk to yourself in a kinder voice and start to look at what your great things are. So you can start with saying, I've lovely nail polish on, if it's as simple as that, or I got my hair done and it feels lovely. Then working to the deeper stuff, I'm a good person, I'm emotionally there for people, I'm a good listener, whatever it might be. Another thing you can do is to confront your fears. Now, I'm always talking about fears because I really do feel fears rule a lot of stuff because they are planted in the subconscious mind and they play out in our mind a lot. So I won't go into all the stuff about fears because you're probably sick of me talking about it at this stage. But there's so many exercises we've done over the last number of months. And if you've just joined, it's time for me, feel free to go back. I am, and I know I've been saying this for a number of weeks, I am putting together a different style in terms of the daily teaching. So when you go into your daily teaching now, like you'll have done this morning, all of them are listed below and I'm going to be grouping them and bundling them in. So if you want to go back and search for something, it's going to be a lot easier. So it's just taking me a lot longer than I thought to do that, but it will be done in the next week or two. The third thing then is to stay positive. So positivity can be tiring. And I remember talking to a girl recently when I was doing a reading with her who was sick and tired of being positive, because positivity to her meant having to pretend she was feeling a certain way when she wasn't really. And like I talked to her, it was like, you need to get in touch with what's actually going on negatively, because that'll indicate to you what's wrong. But when we've done that and not dwelled in it or on it, it's also important to come into a positive space. So write yourself nice affirmations, place them around, you know, your computer and work, on your screensavers, around your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your car, wherever it might be, and start to try and quieten that voice that tells you that things are bad about yourself or bad about your life. The other thing is accept imperfection. None of us are perfect. No matter how much work you do on yourself, you will never be perfect, because we are actually here to have, as they say, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We are here to learn. We're here to evolve. And how could you evolve through your life? And how will you continue to evolve if things were always perfect? You'd never learn, you'd never grow, and you'd never expand. So take it from me, imperfection is good and it actually will help you progress more than having things be absolutely perfect. The other thing is, don't take things so personally. And I'll even say that about yourself. So when you're in a place of not accepting yourself, you will tend to take things that people say to you as a judgment on you. Or you might become oversensitive to things and you might pick up on things or become paranoid about what people are saying and twist them into your mind in terms of how you're perceiving or where your perspective is. So try and detach. Now, this is easier said than done, I know, but try and detach from what people are saying and really just go back to those things above, like be kind to yourself, think good thoughts, accept imperfection. The other thing is to forgive. And I also did a lot on this a couple of weeks ago as well, or maybe a couple of months ago, about self-forgiveness and forgiving others. So forgiving yourself and forgiving others in your life, because that will help you accept yourself, accept who you are. Because part of where we have got to in our lives can stem from situations that have happened to us in the past, which you may blame other people for. And recently, I was talking to my stepson about this because he was going through a period where he was very resentful towards somebody in his life. And while I completely understood it, one of the things I said to him last week was, you cannot keep blaming this person for the rest of your life. Yes, this has happened. Yes, it has made you the person that you are now. And all the negative things that you think about can result from the experience with this person. But I said, like, you can't turn around when you're 30 or 50 or 90 and say, well, that happened to me at that point in my life, and never progress. And I am who I am because of them. As an adult, we have to take responsibility for who we are right now. And this is part of accepting ourselves. I am who I am because of my past experiences, but I also am who I am because of how I choose to be. So forgiveness is a huge part. And forgive yourself as well for things that you've done or regrets that you have. And the other thing, which I'll finish off with, is believe in yourself. And I'm going to read a little excerpt that I read around self-acceptance on this part. And it says, you are capable of accomplishing great things. Believe that you can do anything because you can. You are a strong and powerful being, and you can deal with any challenge that comes your way. Remember, you've already survived worse things, and you've survived the worst thing you've experienced in your life so far. So you've got through it, you're here, and you are able to progress. So try to practice some self-acceptance today, and you can use those little tips there, I suppose, if you want to call it that. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow for a beautiful and calming meditation all about loving yourself. Have a great day.